Dear Lord, we believe you see us here. Whether we are sitting or standing, singing or listening, more important, we believe you see inside the inner doubts that we harbor, the inner sadness over what may have happened this past week, the inner fears of what might happen this week, the inner anger towards someone who has perhaps hurt us, the inner love towards someone who has helped us, the inner anxieties over the unknown future, whatever feelings still within us this morning, come and minister to us, bringing inspiration from the outside to our inside. So minister us this morning through the hymns that we sing, the words that we hear, the symbols that we see on the wall, the touch we feel in handshakes and hugs from our brothers and sisters. We pray for insight. Insight about ourselves. Insight about the nature and purpose of our life. Insight about who we are and who we can become. Insight into the power and purpose of your love. Insight into your word for us today, so that we will be able to better live this day and every day for your glory. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning is found in the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drowned?" He got up and rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." The word of God for the people of God.
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. The text that I'm going to use for our meditation is the one that Lonnie read just a little time ago. I'll use just one part of that as a lead-in. Lord, don't you care that we perish? Now, before I start, the ones who are in the very, very back, can you hear me? If I am speaking too loud to disturb your sleep, if you happen to fall asleep, just raise your hand and I'll cut it down a little. I want to ask you a question to begin with. Have you ever been afraid? How many of you have? Really, really, really scared? You know, maybe when you were a child and you went to bed at night and the lights were turned off and it was dark in the room and all of a sudden you heard a noise outside. Or maybe worse yet, heard a noise under the bed. You were afraid. The hair on you stood up. But do you know, you don't have to be a child to be afraid. We adults also can be afraid. When I was in high school, I had a Latin teacher who was terribly afraid of cats. And we knew about it. And a couple of us boys, early one morning when we got to school, had caught a cat and we put it in her room. When she saw it, Her hair stood on end. She screamed and became hysterical. Now, we were standing outside the room watching and laughing, and the principal happened to come by. That's the last time we ever did that. How many of you are afraid of snakes? Do you know that I know a lady who is afraid of mice? You know, those little mice. I'm not going to mention her name, but she rode to church with me this morning. And she's given me a warning that if she sees a mouse in my house, she's gone. Yes, you know, as we go through life, we do have things that scare us and make us afraid. Some of them are really big things, much bigger than what a mouse is or so forth. But things that come into our life that really make our hair stand on end. That was such an occasion for our text. The disciples were afraid. And they came and ran to Jesus. They were in a boat, and they ran to Jesus, and they said, "Don't you care that we perish? Save us." They were really scared. The background for that, let me just go back over it again. They were sailing across the Sea of Galilee. It was late in the evening. The sea was smooth. Jesus took a pillow, and he went to the back of the boat, and he laid down and fell asleep. And everything was okay until all of a sudden a terrible storm came up. The winds began to blow, the rains began to fall, and the disciples, they didn't think too much about it because they were professional fishermen. But as the wind continued to gain, and as the water began to beat up against the side of the boat, they became somewhat alarmed. It continued to grow in intensity. And finally, the winds got so strong that the waves were actually sweeping over the side of the boat. And the disciples were really, really scared. And they ran, a couple of them, to the back of the boat. And they yelled to Jesus, "Don't you care? Save us, or we'll die." Now, I'm sure the disciples did not go to the back of the boat to Jesus in order to ask him to steer the boat. You know, Jesus was not a fisherman nor a sailor, but he was a carpenter by trade. The disciples ran to the back of the boat because they were desperate. And they didn't know why or what Jesus could do, but they simply felt, if anything can be done to save us, Jesus will have to do it. As they yelled to Jesus, Jesus awoke. He stood up, he faced the wind, and with the rain beating in his face and the wind slapping over the side of the boat, he spoke three words. Quiet. Be still. Actually, the Greek word is, put a muzzle on. That's what the Greek is. And you know, lo and behold, the wind stopped. The waves moved down like a whimpering pup at the feet of his master. And the sea became as smooth as a mirror on the wall. And Jesus turned to his disciples and he said to them, "You really were afraid, you men of little faith." The other translation is your faith so small? Well, you know, as we go through life, we have times like this. And this text is a wonderful, wonderful text for all of us to listen to and to see what Jesus is pointing out in the text. As we go through life, we have storms that hit us. Some of the storms are small and we don't worry too much about them and we might get afraid of a mouse or something like that. But there are other times that there are tremendous storms that come into our life as we sail across the sea of this life. Maybe we lose a job. There's, 10% or better unemployment in this area. And Lonnie announced a layoff coming now soon. And you can imagine the fear in the people's heart if they have a family and children to support, what it would be like to lose your job. So there would be a fear. Or perhaps you're married and one day your mate comes to you and says, I no longer love you. I found somebody else and I'm leaving. Think of the fear that would come into the heart of a person like that. Or think of what would happen if you happened to go to a doctor's office. And as we get older in life, this happens more and more. We go to the doctor's office and he comes back out and he says to us, I've got bad news. You need surgery. And it's a very dangerous surgery. Think of the fear that rolls through your heart. Or worse yet, you're at a funeral of a loved one that means more to you than anything else in this life. What fear comes into your heart at such a time? A number of years ago, I received a call from the sheriff's department and asked me to come and see them. So I went, and they said, we have a task for you to perform. They said, a young girl, 16, was killed in a traffic accident right near her on 27. I'm sure many of you will remember the story, Judy Harbin. They asked me if I would go to the morgue and identify Judy. Now, Judy was a girl that came to church every Sunday, and every Sunday she gave me a hug and a kiss. I was asked to go to the morgue and identify her. I went to the morgue, and it was Judy. And then I was told that I needed to go and tell her mother and father about it. Now, her mother had heard, she was at work, her mother had heard that there was an accident on 27 and a student had been killed. When I walked in the door, and I'll never forget it, Flo saw me. She stood up and she just screamed. She knew that it was Judy. Think of the fear that went through that woman's heart and her husband's heart when they learned that their daughter had just been killed. It is at times like this that our faith is really put to a test. And we find out if our faith is like the Rock of Gibraltar or a bowl full of jelly. In the text, the disciples, their faith in Jesus was like a bowl of jelly. But Jesus says to them, O you men of little faith, do not be afraid. I am with you. Have you ever had that happen? Where you were really scared and then the Lord touched your heart and said, do not be afraid. I am with you. One time, there was a father who was standing outside of a house that was burning. He counted his family to see if they were all safe. And they were, with the exception of a 4-year-old son. He tried to run back in the house to get the boy out, but the fire was too intense. And just then, he heard his little boy scream from the upstairs window. His father yelled up at him and said, son, just jump out of the window. The little boy said, Daddy, I'm afraid. I can't jump. His father said, jump. I'll catch you. And the boy did jump, and his father caught him. Jesus tells us the same thing as we go through life. You've got to trust him. When these crises come into your life, he tells us, just jump. I'll catch you. I see you. Don't be afraid. When I was a small boy, I lived across the street from the high school.
I often tell the fact that I never was late for school. I just ran across the street and I was in the school. I'd wait until the bell rang, and I still would get there in time for that count of the teachers, until one day I slipped and fell and lit in a mud puddle, and I was late. That was my one time being late. But anyway, I lived across from the school. And around behind the school lived a very good friend of mine, the same age. And I was only maybe 6 years old, something like that, 7 or 8. And we played together a lot, and our parents would let us. And one time in the summer, I played there, went over to my friends to play, and it got later than I thought, and it started to get dark. So I started back home, coming across the schoolyard. And as I came across, I could see eerie shadows and all kinds of eerie noises and everything. And I was kind of scared. And all of a sudden, in the distance, I saw a light. And it was coming toward me. And as I saw that light coming closer and closer, I got more scared. I tried to run. It was a big maple tree, and I tried to run behind this maple tree and hide. But the light kept coming closer and closer and closer. And I began to cry. And my crying turned into real sobbing. I knew I was going to die. And just then, a voice said, "Dan, it's your dad. I come to get you, to walk you home." And he picked me up, wiped away the tears, hugged me, put me down, took my hand, and we walked the rest of the way home. You know, in a sense, that's what Jesus says. As we go through life, something happens to us and we get really scared, like the disciples, or like I when I was a little boy. And he comes to us, and he calls us by name. And he said, "Don't be afraid. I'll walk you home. I'm with you always, even to the ends of the earth." You know, even death does not separate us from Jesus. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Think of it. Jesus is willing to walk with us not only in this life, but through the valley of the shadow of death into eternal life. What a wonderful, wonderful promise from Jesus. One time there was a ship sailing, and a storm came up, and everybody was frightened, waves beating and so forth, all but a little boy. And this little boy was playing and laughing and having fun, and someone said, "Son, aren't you afraid?" The little boy said, "Why should I be afraid? My father is the captain of the ship, and he won't allow anything to hurt me or harm me." Jesus says that to us. "You have nothing to be afraid of. I am with you always." Do you know how many times the word "do not be afraid" is in the Bible? 365 times. One for each day of the year. "Do not be afraid. I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth." So when a crisis comes, when a bad message comes to you, don't be afraid. Put your faith in Jesus and trust him. I want to close with a writing that I'm sure you've heard many times. I had this writing on a wall in my one bedroom. I also have it on a blanket over one of my couches. It's in the office of Pastor Montgomery, and I'm sure you've seen it many or heard it. But let me close with this. One night, I had a dream. I was walking along the beach with the Lord, and across the skies flashed scenes of my life. In each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One was mine, and the other was the Lord's. When the last scene of my life passed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand, and to my surprise, I noticed that many times along the path of my life, there was only one set of footprints. And I noticed that it was at the lowest and saddest times in my life. I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why you left my side when I needed you the most. The Lord said, dear person, child of mine, precious, I never left you during your time of trouble. When you saw only one set of footprints, I was caring